Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come.
Amen. Our text for today's sermon is from the letter of Paul to the Colossians, chapter 1, the verses 15 to 20. Colossians 1, 15 to 20. Christ is the invisible likeness of the invisible God. He is the firstborn Son, superior to all created things. For through him, God created everything in heaven and on earth, the seen and the unseen things, including spiritual powers, lords, rulers, and authorities. God created the whole universe through him and for him. Christ existed before all things, and in union with him, all things have their proper place. He is the head of his body, the church. He is the source of the body's life. He is the firstborn son who was raised from the dead, in order that he alone might have the first place in all things. For it was by God's own decision that the Son had himself the full nature of God. Through the Son, then, God decided to bring the whole universe back to himself. God made peace through his Son's blood on the cross, and so brought back to himself all things, both on earth and in heaven. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for your holy word. And we thank you that you have given us your Holy Spirit, and that we are gathered now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, to celebrate your name, to worship you, and to get encouraged by you. Open our hearts and ears that we are able to understand what you want to teach us this morning through this passage of Scripture. Enable us that we cling on to it, that it carries fruit in our lives throughout the coming days. Thank you that you want to teach us your ways, that you want us to see this world with your eyes. Come, bless this sermon, bless our service. We worship you together with your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, who reigns with you from eternity to eternity. Amen. Good morning, you people of God. If I would come in here and say to you, I am the Son, you probably would say, you don't look like him. You don't have his color, you don't have his ears, you don't have his eyes, his nose, you are not his Son. On the other hand, it is a great compliment, for example, our relatives sometimes come to my family, and when they see me, they say, oh, he just looks like his father. He has his ears. And so we see who is our father is shown in our life. We see the likeness of our father and mother in our lives, in our body. Christ is the visible likeness of the invisible God. Christ looks just like God, although God is invisible. And even more, when I was younger, or even now, and I speak, sometimes one of my sisters says, oh, our father just said the same thing. We know that from our families. Our children pick up the way how we speak, our dialect, our wording, everything, and they are speaking just like we are speaking. And so when we hear in the Gospel of John, Jesus himself said, I'm only speaking what my Father in heaven is speaking. Jesus has not only the outward appearance of God, he also speaks like the living, invisible God. Yes, and even more, sometimes somebody who has known my father comes to my family, and when he sees me doing things, he just says, "Oh, that used your father to do." And in my country, sometimes children try to be very different from their parents. And once they've grown 40, 50, they say, "Oh, I can't escape my parents. I'm still acting like them." We are formed by our parents. We are doing what our parents is doing. And Jesus, as we have heard here in Scripture, is doing what his Father is doing. It's the same what we hear in the Gospel of John when Jesus says to his opponents, "I am doing the work of my Father in heaven." Yes, when we look unto Jesus, we see how the invisible living God is. When we look on Jesus, we see how the invisible God is speaking to us. When we look at Jesus, we see how the invisible God is acting. A lot of people in this world, not only here in Africa, in Arabia, South Africa, America, Asia, Europe, they are all looking and asking, who has created this world? Who is this one? And you know, at places where they do not tell their children about God, where children are thought, oh, they never will ask after God because they have been raised up in a communist, atheist, atheistic place, the children still know in their hearts, there must be somebody out there. There must be somebody who has created this place. But the interesting thing is, those children that have been never told of God, and they still know about there is some God, they think this someone out there, he must be bad. He must be evil. And I start to have fear and be anxious about this unknown someone. But not so weak. We know Jesus Christ. We know his love that went up to this cross to give his life for us. We know Jesus and he knows us. And because we know Jesus, we know the creator of this world, he is not evil. He is just like Jesus. He loves me. He loves me and he wants to have fellowship with me. He wants to meet me here in the service and every day of my life. So this is the first thing we learn of our passage this morning. When we look into Jesus, we look into the face of the invisible God. When we look into Jesus, we see how the invisible God, the creator of this world, is. And even more, when we look into Jesus, we see he wants to be our friend, he wants to be our savior, he wants to be the foundation stone of our life. Now our text goes on and says, all things were created by him and for him. Have a look around. Everything that you see, and even everything that you don't see, it is created by Jesus Christ and for Jesus Christ. What does it mean? I'm now here 2 months in Africa, 2 months at the Presbyterian Theological Seminary. The first days, I was not used to the noises of Africa. I was not used to the chirping at night. In Germany, we close our windows and it's silent. Not so here. It is really loud. And even more, I have a tree standing beside my house and sometimes some branches drop onto the roof or some lizard walks over the roof or some bird and that really makes strange noises when you're not used to it. Yes, and I woke up and thought, oh, somebody must be in the house. They have told me, lock your door, lock your iron door, keep the people beside your bed and your torch and be cautious. So I thought, well, what's going on here? But then I remembered, all things are created by Jesus Christ and for Jesus Christ. And I started just to praise Him, to praise God for these noises, even I didn't understand. And I felt that the peace of God came into my heart. And suddenly I realized, if somebody would be in the house, he would make no noise at all. I wouldn't hear it until he stepped me with his cutlass or whatever. No, it must be something outside of the house. And I was greatly relieved, and I felt that Jesus is with me here in this house. And I started to praise Him for this chirping sound, because I realized they are praising God with their chirping. I praised the falling branches and whatever noises there were, because these noises were glorifying the name of our God. This is what we can learn when we look outside in nature. We see magnificent things that shadow or that give us a glimpse of God's splendor and glory. And we can praise God for that, praise Jesus for that, because everything was created in Him and for Him. We heard in the first lesson about the creation of the whole world and also about the creation of humans. And we all know what next happened. Humanity fell. They ate from the fruit and they fell into sin. And not only Adam and Eve fell into sin, all their descendants, we all fell into sin. And also all the animals fell into sin. Also, this earth, we should display the likeness of God. So often we don't. Tigers eat humans, humans eat other animals, humans beat and kill other humans, and our life is full of hate. But for this, Jesus Christ came. For this, Jesus Christ took up His cross, shed His blood, as we heard at the end of our passage. Through the Son, then, God decided to bring the whole universe back to Himself. God made peace through His Son's blood on the cross, and so brought back to Himself all things, both on earth and in heaven. That's the good news for us. We must not stay in our hate. We must not stay adulterers or stealers or liars. No, through the power of the cross, we can be redeemed. We can be a new creation. And I know what I'm talking about, because I have been deep in sin. And I knew what I was doing was wrong. But in myself, I found no way to change myself. In myself, I found no means to get rid of sin and turn back to the good in life. But then Jesus came and helped me and rescued me, and He enabled me to leave sin. He enabled me to repent, and He enabled me to stay on His ways and to experience, yes, His way is good. And there I have peace and joy, and there I can be righteousness in the power of His blood and His resurrection. Now, Paul is giving us a huge list. Everything in heaven and on earth, the seen and the unseen things, including spiritual powers, laws, rules, and authorities. God created the whole universe through Christ Jesus. And everything shall come back under the rule of God. Now, what is troubling our lives today or throughout the week? Are we fearing there's too much rain falling because it endangers our harvest. There you can say, this was created in Christ Jesus. And Jesus Christ is bringing it back to all of us. Maybe not this year, but I know the one who is bringing the order again. Are we fearing not enough rain? Are we fearing famine? Then we can say, the world was created in Christ Jesus. And the Father put his blessing upon this earth that seed and harvest shall not cease until the end of this world. And we can know in Jesus, we know our Father in heaven who is giving us provision. He will take care that we will have what we need for life. Not necessarily that a Mercedes will drop from heaven, but that we have, but that we will have the need in life. Lords and rulers and authorities. Maybe we are troubled because of our boss, troubled because of the police or the government. Then we can say, all this was created in Christ Jesus. And we praise God that we have a government and are not living in anarchy. That there are bosses who employ people and not only unemployment. And we can come to Jesus with our sorrows, pray for justice, and start to bless them who threaten our lives. And know everything, rulers, authorities, government, are created for Jesus. He is the judge above all judges, and he will bring justice on all the earth, and here, of course, too. God created everything, also the unseen things. Maybe these things are troubling the most. Once, back in Germany, I had to do a funeral, and there the brother of the deceased came to me to talk about the funeral, and he related to me last night, middle in the night, I woke up. I had shivers, and suddenly something like a black carpet came to my room, and I instantly knew when this thing is touching me, I will just die. And the only thing that came to his mind was, I need to pray the Lord's Prayer. And he started just to pray the Lord's Prayer. He was no man of faith. He was not even going to church on a regular basis. But he knew to pray to the Father in the name of Christ Jesus, that is the mighty power that overcomes even the unseen forces in this world. So, when we have fear, when we are anxious because of the unseen world, because of demons, or the spirits of the ancestors, or curses, we know that we have a friend in Jesus, and he is the ruler above all the unseen things, and therefore, we can pray to him. Pray in his name, and he surely will deliver us, just like this man of my congregation has experienced today. Now, the first thing, what we hear is, Jesus is the head of his body, the church. That's the reason why we are here. And because he is the head of the body is doing what the head is commanding. When I tell my arm to rise, my arm will rise. When I tell my arm to go down, my arm will go down. This should be the case in church also. This should be the case in your and in my life. If Jesus tells us his commandments, we should keep them. Otherwise, we say, this head is not my head. This would be rebellion. That is not good. And Paul goes on, Christ is the firstborn son who who was raised from the dead, in order that he alone might have the first place in all things. And if Christ Jesus was risen from the dead, he also will rise us from death. Not only after they put our corpse into the coffin, not only after they buried our corpse, no, right here and right now. The resurrection power of Christ Jesus is at work in our lives here and now, every day. I just told you, I was a sinner. I was dead in sin, and I was unable to go back. And everything I did probably caused more destruction in my life and more destruction in the lives around me. But then I experienced the cross of Christ, his blood. It is a real power that changes my life, that brings new life, that brings life of a new quality, a life that has real peace, a life that has real joy. Very often we think joy, I have to drink a crate of beer and then I will be joyful. But what happens next morning? We have a headache, our money is gone, and there is no joy anymore. The joy of a bottle of beer only lasts a few hours, and then it's gone forever. What is the joy when I play around with women? I might have some pleasure with them, some hours, but then, who is this woman beside me? I don't know her. There's no joy. I might take pleasure when I buy stuff, consume things, but when I have it, this pleasure is gone. Not so the joy that we have in Christ Jesus. Not so his joy. I can have this joy, although my circumstances should be that I should be full of mourning. His peace is something that not my boss can take away, not the authorities can away, not strife of other people can take me away. No, I feel it. This is the foundation, not of this world. And this is the experience how we can see and truly proclaim to this world the resurrection power of Christ Jesus. It is here today. A lot of people say, oh, Jesus, he died 2,000 years ago, and even if he was resurrected, it's of no use to me today. No, that's not true. His death brings life to my life. His death brings life, hopefully, to your life. And his death wants to bring life to all the people out there. And we are called to proclaim it, to glorify his name, and help that other people are rescued from the power of darkness and brought to the safety of the kingdom of Christ Jesus. He wants to set us free. So, this is what we can learn from these words of the Apostle Paul today. Jesus is the image of God. When we look in Jesus, we see the living God. When we walk with Jesus, we get to know the invisible God. All things were created by him and for him. Therefore, there's nothing in this world we must fear, because our Lord is bigger than everything in this place. And he is the head of his church. He is the firstborn of the dead. And therefore, we are obedient to him, and he brings to the power of his death his life in our life, the abundance of life, the new quality of life that is not found anywhere in this world without Christ Jesus. Amen.